Shakespeare and Delaware Parks launching a capital campaign to pay for $1.3 million in improvements. SDP founder and artistic director Saul Elkin says the 20-year-old stage is barely hanging together. The new one, Elkin says, will be modular and provide the flexibility he's dreamed about for years.
Because it's modular, that means the stairs can go anywhere, the windows can go anywhere. These are choices that will be based on a director's wishes and on the needs of the play as well. So we have three, not only do we have three configurations, it even goes beyond that, because we can mix and match. It's like really a giant director set.
Other upgrades include new lighting and sound systems and moving the light towers off of the hill to give the audience a better view.
We now will have the capability of more sophisticated lighting, which we haven't had before. Of course, we start in daylight, but once the sun goes down, we now can do things with lighting that we haven't been able to do before.
The chair of the Capital Campaign, Deborah DiMatteo, says three-quarters of the goal has already been met. DiMatteo says the plan includes establishing an endowment,
which we hope in the future will help with the ongoing expenses of taking down the stage, putting the stage back up, and also providing for any repairs and things over the years, so that the stage we buy now will be able to last us another 20 to 25 years.
Shakespeare in Delaware Park is the second oldest and one of the largest Shakespeare festivals in the country. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.